Hey, America!
Start listening now!
All right, everyone. I'm glad that you're back. We're here for part four of our 2010s retrospective.
Oh,
wait,
God.
What? Wait.
That's right. Best country. Worst country. Best sandwich. Worst sandwich. Next sandwich. Best populist uprising of the 2010s, fueled by music. Looking at you, Baltic states. Bringing it back in the 2010s.
Make it stop.
Cut to the music! Song about heroes of our time. Worst song about being the heroes of our time.
Danny, are you done?
The list will go on.
Okay. All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America. You can do better. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
And this is not part four.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I've been vetoed.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about some other things. Before we get into anything else whatsoever, we want to let you know you can check us out on social media. Check us out on Twitter at 12 Points USA. That's at 12 Points USA. Check us out on Facebook, also 12 Points USA. Drop us a line via email, 12pointsforamerica@gmail.com. Or check out our fancy website, 12pointsforamerica.com. It still has a picture of Danny reacting to seeing I Didn't Know for the first time.
Honestly, he looks like that after seeing I Didn't Know for the 15th time, too.
Yeah, there's no inuring yourself to the horror. There's no steeling yourself against Serhat.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yep.
He's a force of nature.
True that.
We have a fun topic coming up. I don't
we
know
promise.
What it is. Yeah, I don't know what it is yet. But first we need to go over some news. It's been a lot of news. We're going to have a lot of news every week for the next forever. Until the contest is over.
Much excitement. Much excitement.
It's great. We alphabetized them again.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Using our alphabet even this
time.
You know,
yeah.
No Greek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was difficult. And I'm glad we don't do that anymore. So we start with Finland. Finland has picked six songs or picked six artists.
You're the one who wrote this one in the spreadsheet.
That's true.
I'm more impressed that we have six, we'll call them entrants.
Yeah.
From
entries,
over 400, can you believe?
Yeah, 400 entrants.
What the board?
Only 338 of them. Featured Darude. They're going to reveal those. Yeah. They're going to reveal those on the 21st of this month. The final is going to be on March 7th. And I think it's just the songs, but they might be doing something a little bit weird or different.
The last couple of years, they've actually picked their artist internally and then have had a couple of songs by that individual artist. Now they've opened it back up to multiple artists again, so we're going to have a nice variety.
And that's the format that got us Pertti in 2015.
Yeah.
And they were great.
So yeah, it'll be really exciting. Finland used to have this really very cool, what they call UMK, or Uuden Musiikin Kilpailu.
That's beautiful.
But it was honestly one of my favorite national selections for a couple of years. It was some really imaginative stuff. It gave us...
Kurikannam nimi päivä.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep.
It's the one thing
I know
right, how to
Sam.
Say.
You're right, Sam. Work on your pronunciation.
Quiet you.
Embarrassing us.
All right, smartass. Let's talk about Georgia.
Yeah!
Now you've done it.
I'm ready for these names. Like Torninki Cipriani, winning Georgian Idol.
Try it again.
You said it the right last time.
Torninki Cipriani.
There we go. Okay. Good boy.
Turnpike Cipriani.
And he's going to turn right Cipriani. That's it. So he won Georgian Idol.
Yep. So
and
he gets to go to Rotterdam.
Yay.
Yeah. So they will create a song for Torninki, which we will hear at a later date. Last year, they already had selected the song and paired it up with the artist. But this year, they're going to do something a little bit more, a little different. They'll tailor a song directly to Torninki. He's well known to the Georgian audience. He won X Factor Georgia in 2014. Interestingly enough, he was actually mentored by Tomta, who sang for Cyprus in Tel Aviv.
Ah, so this will be a replay of sorts.
Which itself is kind of a replay. So yeah. It's
replay,
a tree play.
Replay. Replay. Yeah, fire.
If anybody wants to kind of delve into Tornike's work, he actually had a national final song back in 2017 called You Are My Sunshine. And that's basically all of the lyrics of the songs.
Oh, boy.
Just, You Are My Sunshine over and over and over again.
It's 8 seconds long. Did not do very
shortest
well.
Eurovision entry so far.
Take that, Pertti Kurikannimi Päivä.
There you go.
There we go.
You're
I
getting
got,
it.
I got it. I'm really excited to see what they do with Torninki because he's got sort of a electronica alt kind of a vibe going on, a lot of rock. He did this sort of weird rock version of Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, you can find that on YouTube.
Okay.
So I'm really curious to see what the powers that be are going to give him.
And you can also find Keyboard Cat on YouTube. It's not all great stuff.
Don't hey, do not besmirch the name of Keyboard Cat.
True. Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been dead for like 38 like, years. Something like that.
Oh,
anyway.
I made myself sad.
We have news from Italy.
We have so much news.
Interesting. We're going to have news from Italy.
Interesting news from Italy. Because there is a name in the Sanremo lineup that I thought we would never see in this again because of how it went for him a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Francesco Gabbani.
See, I'm excited to see what he does. But I mean, honestly, going to Sanremo is not necessarily saying I want to go to Eurovision. They are two separate competitions. One just happens to lead into the other. So artists have to tell Rai, the broadcaster, beforehand whether they will actually accept the invitation to Eurovision or not. So whoever wins Eurovision, or whoever wins Sanremo, excuse me, I'm confusing myself. Whoever wins Sanremo might not actually go to Rotterdam. They might, but they have every right to decline the
offer. Is it the sort of thing where it's just like, then they go to like whoever was highest ranking who actually did want to go?
Most likely.
Okay.
When was the last time the winner didn't go?
That would have been 2016. The song that won Sanremo is called Un Giorno Mi Dirai by the group Stadio. And
1829
they declined.
Was Rossini.
But,
so 2016, so Susie's
like, no, this is dumb.
So Stadio declined, but that meant we got to see Francesca Michelin with No Degree of Separation instead, which was a magical little song. So all's well that ends well.
Okay.
We have another returnee from the Eurovision lore returning to Sanremo as well, Rafael Gualazzi, who came in second place with Madness of Love in 2011. From what I could tell, he has a tour in Italy in May already, so I'm assuming he would probably decline the offer.
Go, yeah.
They come first and second.
Then we go to third.
What if, because none of the artists know what anyone else is gonna do. What if they were all just like, no?
Like they all like preemptively said, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Then
what?
Probably
then they just send
selection.
A warm pizza.
I would vote for it.
It somehow still comes top five.
Yeah.
They send Joey Fatone.
Yeah.
Hey. You know, he was the rabbit of the Masked Singer. He was pretty damn good.
Oh, that's true.
He's a really good singer.
He's a very good performer.
They never let him sing, but he was a good singer.
For all we know, he could be signing up with San Marino right now. We have no idea.
Ooh.
Joey Fatone.
I'd have to vote for that.
I would absolutely.
Got to represent.
Confiting as Giuseppe Fatone.
I see. Back to Italy, though.
Arrivederci.
I hate you. I hate that.
It ain't no lie, baby.
All right, please.
Moving on.
So two songs that I kind of want to focus on with Sanremo. Elodie, who's a pop singer in Italy, has a song called Andromeda, and I was looking at the list of the songwriters, and it's Dardust and Mahmood.
Yeah,
boy. Who is Dardust? I mean, it is my boy. It is angry Italian.
Diggy
rap.
Dardust. And the Diders from Dars.
Yes, thank you. Who is Dardust?
He co-wrote Soldi with
Sweet.
All right. So I'm really excited to hear that. But I'm incredibly intrigued by the band Pinguini Tattici Nucleari, which means the Tactical Nuclear Penguins. And they're going to be singing a song called Ringo Starr.
I can already see this one is a mess.
I cannot wait.
This just sounds...
I'm sure the Italian populace will be entirely fine with whatever this is.
When they come out in their penguin onesies.
Oh, I hope so.
And just hop around on stage.
Which, honestly, it's been done at Eurovision before.
Yes, that's why I'm scared.
I don't know. I mean, the Tactical Nuclear Penguins, I don't know whether that's a complete coincidence that that's also the name of the world's most alcoholic beer. 32% ABV.
Whoa.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whiskey at that point.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably not a coincidence.
In which case, I think I like these guys. Anyway, we roll on to the next country. We've got Lithuania up on our list. We've got a list of national final performers announced. A couple of songs have started to emerge. And the national final has been undergoing a rebranding, actually. They used to just call the contest the National Selection of the Eurovision Song Contest. In Lithuanian, anyway.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure the rename is that much better.
It's cute, I think. It's now... Pabandom Ishnaujo, or Let's Try Again.
It's better than We Hate You, Belarus.
I mean, but we do that.
I mean, the thing is, if you don't like this, in a couple years, they'll change it again, and it's going to be called, okay, look, we know that this hasn't been great, but just hear us out. Please, we're begging you, 2023.
Can I get that on a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Front and back.
Yeah. It's a wraparound.
It needs both.
They do Run with the Lions last year.
They did.
He got robbed.
He got robbed.
He should have gone.
Should have qualified.
Estonia went in.
No, they didn't.
They were going to qualify either way. Belarus? No, that was the other semi.
Poland.
Poland got robbed.
Poland also got robbed.
Everyone got robbed.
Zena robbed Poland and somebody else robbed.
Lithuania.
Yeah. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure we'll edit in, you know, something smart there.
Yeah. The correct thing.
Thanks in advance, Derek, for that.
No problem.
Rolling on, we have our first live shows for X Factor Malta coming up this weekend. A notable contestant includes Destiny Chikuniere, who was the Junior Eurovision winner back in 2015.
She's great.
She is fantastic.
How old is she now?
38.
They age fast down in Malta.
It's like that place in Interstellar.
Yeah, it's a rough life. She just lives on the edge of the wormhole, yeah.
She lives hard. Okay. She was a backup singer for 2019
as well. So what is she, like 18, 19 now then?
Destiny is 17 now. Yeah.
I hope she gets in. That'd be great.
I do too, but the thing about X Factor Malta is that Destiny is already a star in Malta.
Hmm.
When she won Junior Eurovision, they gave her the nation's highest civilian honor. She basically has a damehood. And she's on X Factor against people who are just starting out in their careers.
Take that, other people.
I know. I mean, if she wins, it's sort of like, well, yeah, of course she was going to win. If she doesn't win, then it's going to be a scandal. I
think she's been groomed for this. Seems like, okay, she won the junior, now we need to get her as a backup singer, and then we're going to push her out on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. She's brilliant. She deserves all good things. I can't wait to hear, if she does go to Rotterdam, what song they give her. But it's sort of like, you could have just picked her internally. Rolling on through the alphabet, pet nation of two of you guys around the table, at least genetically. Norway.
Genetically Norwegian dudes.
And so guys, remember when we were totally slagging off that song, My Heart Is Yours, the home nation in 2010?
Yep.
Didrik's back.
Oh.
Don't worry, not for long.
Okay.
So
he gets a free pass to the final.
Yeah. So
my heart is yours.
His heart is yours. Oh, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
Their hearts are yours. Yeah. Why do you have so many hearts?
Well, they're in the finals for Melody Grand Prix.
Yeah. They have a fast pass to the final, but between then and, or now and then, we've got a whole bunch of regional semifinals. So they're doing the South Norway this upcoming weekend.
Oh, I didn't realize it was geographically based.
Yeah. So all the artists who are in the semifinals come from that part of Norway, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and there are some cool names in here.
Yeah. Who stuck out to you when you were looking through the roster?
A couple. There was Rayleigh, has a song called Wild that is by the folks who wrote Fuego and She Got Me, and it shows.
Oh, yeah. It slaps.
It's got some slappitude, as we've said before. The other was Lisa Burud, who was a backing dancer on That's How You Write a Song.
Mm-hmm. Is she the one who did backflips? Well, we were walked through how to write a song.
I don't know.
The blonde one?
Sure.
Yeah. Details.
Probably.
Oh, good. Might have been. But she is pretty well known in Norway. She comes from a musical family. There are numerous Buruds who have had various degrees of success in Norway. A lot of it in the Christian music industry there, but I don't know.
And she's known for covering 99 Problems.
Yes. So, I need to talk about this for just a moment.
Bring it.
She was on a show whose name I don't remember, but it's in Norwegian. So
it's like Stjerneskampen or something like that. Star Camp?
Star Camp or something like that. But it's an American Idol type show, except in Norway. And their theme nights are genre based. So there's like a classic rock night and a hard rock show and a musicals night and so on and so forth. In Norway, and one of the reasons I love this is that if somebody tried to do this in the US, it would get canceled within like 18 seconds. There's a hip hop night.
Mm-hmm.
And all these young Norwegian folks have to rap.
Mm-hmm.
And our friend Lisa did, this is on YouTube, covered a fully choreographed, slightly altered version of 99 Problems.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not half bad.
It's pretty good.
It is way better than you think it would be. And that's kind of the case in all of the examples of it I saw. There was a gal that did Black Widow by Iggy Azalea and just crushed it.
So when you think hotbeds of rap for the future, you think Oslo. club.
Yeah. Mm. You kind of have
Prom
to...
Prom time, at least.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta look past that it's a little white girl talking about...
They have problems in Norway.
I don't think that's one of them.
Like, economic mobility and trolls.
Didn't they have a butter shortage a couple years ago?
A butter shortage? See,
okay,
Eric?
Okay. I'm just saying it's good that she skipped the second verse about getting pulled over.
Yeah.
That would have been weird. She didn't do that. But yeah, Google Norway Idol rap or something and you'll be surprised.
We should probably put this on our Twitter at some point and share this with the masses.
Yeah.
So
check that out.
It's great.
She is a phenomenal dancer, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Like, she's dancing the whole time she's singing and she doesn't miss a beat.
Yeah, and
that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Really good.
When you watch like some of the other performances and stuff from this show, I was really amazed at how easily they were able to adapt to different genres and different needs based on whatever the week was. They're really, really adaptable up there. Anyway,
awesome.
Norway. Good.
Right.
Did we forget anyone?
Shout out to Tony Damley, who was also in the national final. She came in second to Alexander Rybak, so another Rybak connection there. Her song Butterflies came in second place in the national final in 2009. And she's also been, I believe, in Melody Festival and as well in Sweden. She crossed over.
Traitor.
I know. But she's crossed back. She's back. She's back.
Still a traitor.
Still.
Your Norwegian is showing,
never
guys.
Never be trusted again.
I wonder if Norway has the same relationship with Sweden as Canada has with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is Norway just the cuter Sweden?
No, Norway's like the friendly, nice one, and Sweden is like, eh.
Yeah. And then Iceland's the bad boy of the group.
Most of my knowledge of the dynamics between the countries is kind of limited to my knowledge of what I learned from Scandinavia and the World, the webcomic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So Finland's the stabby one. Moving on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My favorite letter that comes after N, it's S, Slovenia. Apparently clips of the first semifinals are out, and Eric was not amused.
No, it
should be noted that that's not actually really the first semifinal. Songs, the clips that were just released are actually from a system called EMA Fresh. So they're all newcomers. They're all first-time singers, and two of those songs that you heard in that spate of, I think, 10 will go to the big show. And they'll be joining 10 other songs that are a little bit more polished with a little bit more bigger names in the Slovenian market anyway.
I hope so.
So when you are sort of on those first pack of songs, there's more to come.
All right. Well,
don't
good.
Worry.
Yeah, this first group is... The songs are just really bland. Like...
They're green.
Yeah,
they're...
There's one called Sing to Me by a singer who goes by Astrid in Avant-Garden. That one sounds interesting. It has a very interesting, dark sort of mood to it.
Yeah, I like that one too.
That one seems cool.
I was down for that.
But yeah, the rest, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. But I'm excited for Slovenia. They've had sleeper great tunes for me the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So. Same. Hoping for another one of those. Or better.
Yeah, who knows?
Why don't you just win, Slovenia?
Hmm. I want to go to Ljubljana so badly.
Yeah?
I want to see Lake Bled.
Mm.
I want to get some potato soup.
My favorite letter that comes after S is P for Poland.
All right, who screwed up the alphabetization?
That was probably me.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, a little bit of news out of Poland. They are returning to a national final system. They're using a show called, basically translates to A Chance at Success. Mm. This, interestingly enough, is the same selection system that got them their junior Eurovision wins. So
well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're just going to spam the voting system.
So we shall see what happens with that, I guess.
Yeah.
Who knows what'll serve up.
All right. So after S and then P comes S for Sweden. They recently had the finale of Idol 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Their American Idol, but in Sweden, sort of deal. Winner was 17-year-old Tuse Chiza. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that, you sing a few songs in the final. One of his was Rise Like a Phoenix by Conchita Wurst.
Mm.
Did a very, very good job. And local news said that Christer Björkman himself personally invited Tuse to compete in Melody Festivalen. Not sure what happened, because he's not competing in Melody Festivalen.
The list was probably already drawn up before Tuse won, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's sort of a consideration for next year.
Could be.
Or maybe he'll be a backup singer.
And Tussie Chiza is my favorite Jellicle cat from Cats.
Oh, no. Do not. Yeah, he's immensely talented, great voice. The sort of victory song is a sort of a mental health anthem called Rain, and it's really good, and it's on American streaming, so give that a listen if you'd like. Moving on. Oh, we have local news.
Ooh.
American news.
Ooh.
which is Eurovision, got a shout out at the Golden Globe Awards. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so was it that Will Ferrell and Pierce Brosnan were presenting an award? And...
Yes. They were presenting Best Picture. Best Picture musical or comedy.
Seems appropriate.
And they said, from the stars of the upcoming film Eurovision, here are those guys.
Very cool.
Moving on up in the world of America.
And the official Netflix Twitter account did tweet out a little bit more information, just like a one-line synopsis of Eurovision. So this hasn't been some sort of cracked-out fever dream. We haven't just made this all up. We promise we're telling the truth.
This movie actually is going to come out.
We hope. Coming to the end of it, you know what? It looks like we haven't talked about the results of the Eurovision Top 250 that was released on New Year's
Eve. We know how it ended.
I know.
Turns out Derek was right. It was Euphoria again.
Overrated.
What was number two?
It was Arcade.
Arcade.
And Eleni Forer came third with Fuego.
Okay, good.
Then Soldi, then Spirit in the Sky.
Yep.
For real?
Yep.
Yeah. Anybody who's counting, Hattari came in 13th, which seems kind of appropriate.
Yeah.
Any other news? Any more updates from the Hinterlands guys? Anything?
Well, there is one thing.
What's up?
It's Maru! Oh! She has blue hair now. Maru! That was it. That's all.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Anyway, we've been talking so much about countries and their plans for showing up in Rotterdam. We figured we would focus the rest of this episode on two countries that are not
going to Rotterdam. Yeah.
Malaysia and
Brunei.
Burkina Faso.
That's
we'll see if Aminata shows up at the Latvian national final.
No, we're talking about the two countries that are no longer with us, that were with us last year, which are Hungary and Montenegro. I mean, the countries are still there, Derek, but they're not in Eurovision.
It's like a hole in Europe
when they take the Britain stuff out of mini Europe.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. It's okay.
Rough year for all of us.
Yeah. So let's talk about them alphabetical, and we promise that we have them right this time. Hungary.
Yes.
Double checking. Yes.
Yes. Sam, hit us with some factoids.
Well, Hungary debuted in 1994 in that sort of mass influx of countries that came
that
in...
That had been in Intervision, right?
Yeah, either Intervision or just not doing anything. Or basically, the countries that were behind the Iron Curtain, more or less, you know, quote-unquote, that kind of influx in the mid-90s. They came in fourth place on their debut, and it was still their best placement to date. Really very impressive. They took part from 94. They withdrew between 1999 and 2004, supposedly for financial reasons. They were relegated in 2006 due to a meh result.
What was the mere result? Did they just not advance to the final?
There was only the one show at that point.
Oh, that's right.
So, or the only one semifinal. So to kind of thin things out a little bit, if you didn't perform well enough, you just had to skip a year, which seems kind of brutal now, but...
Ugh.
Yeah. Now we just give them a whole new show. But yeah, since returning in 2011, Hungary had an incredible qualification record from the semifinal. They qualified every single year from 2011 until 2019.
Oh, Jozsi.
Jozsi.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
And interestingly enough, even though Hungary's withdrawn, they are still technically holding a national final, but they're focusing it entirely on a domestic audience, not necessarily to pick a song for an international market.
Mm-hmm.
They're just looking completely inward and not sharing their song with anybody.
Is it also called the Let's Try Again?
No.
But just for us this time.
Just for us.
This one's for us. So it's kind of promising, though, that they would continue that tradition.
Yeah.
It gives you hope that they'll come back someday, because other countries have been like, we're done with this.
Right,
and
exactly.
They just go away.
Right. I mean, it's still a fantastic platform for your domestic market.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to show your musical skill and you know, raise your profile domestically, Adal is a fantastic way to do it. And there's been some great songs that have come out of it over the last couple of years.
And that's something we've never really got into, but I think the national final process in any country is such a great platform, even if you don't go to Eurovision. Like Gabani's doing San Remo again. He's done it twice already. And he clearly has no interest in going to Eurovision again. But
as far as we know.
As far as we know. You didn't meet him.
No?
He is not going back to Eurovision.
Okay. I think my favorite thing from Adal is Chasing Pavement.
Some early Adal.
Yeah.
Some like 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
crumble. Another thing I've always liked about Hungary is the fact that they will often send songs in Hungarian.
Yes.
I appreciate that too.
Yeah.
I was like, it seems to be a thing that's popular in the Balkan states plus Italy to really like sort of year by year dependably send one that's in their home language rather than English.
I wouldn't call Hungary, you know, Balkan per se, Central Europe. But I think it's a really interesting point to take, especially considering that if you're, say, Serbia and you send a song in Serbian, the Croatians, the Bosnians, if they're participating, the Montenegrins, they will understand Serbian. Hungarian, the cheese kind of stands alone on this
one.
They're a bit of a landlocked island.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a, yeah.
It's the name of my Paul Simon cover band.
So, yeah, it seems almost a 50-50 split between Hungarian and English, with I think they've had two songs that were bilingual, but I think it's really fantastic the way that they would bring in their language and let it shine in such a massive audience, especially if very few other people outside of that are going to understand it. So we decided that we would tabulate our top five songs from Hungary and kind of squish those numbers up and figure out what is the top Hungarian song. What legacy have they left us?
Handy thing about this one is that there weren't that many.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just over about 12 or 13 songs to choose from.
17.
Yeah, Danny.
So over 12
I'm
or 13.
Sorry.
He was technically correct.
Yeah, he was technically correct.
Yes. Yes. It is over 12 or 13.
I will never doubt. I'll never doubt you again, Danny.
All right. So
we're doing overall top five.
Yes. Someone asked me if I have a result.
Do you have a result?
Yes.
Oh.
We have a result. It is a very good result. This is my Jan Ulosan impression. I am a combination of many places. I don't do voices.
Like the Highlander.
Yes. But,
so fifth.
So, yes.
How many of the songs received points from us altogether? Because we were four voters, each picking five songs apiece. I'm sure there was overlap.
There is a good amount of overlap. There are 10 songs that received points.
Really?
Yes.
That's a pretty good number there.
Yes. Montenegro will have fewer. but yes, there are 10 songs got votes. Three different songs got one person's fifth place vote and nothing else. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of goes up from there. So let's run down the top five, our top five Hungarian songs on 12 Points from America, your favorite show that you are currently listening to. In fifth, 2017, Josip Papai's Origo.
Mm-hmm. Great song.
Definitely, I think, the better of the two that he said.
Oh, easily.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's a real shame when an artist comes back with a lesser song. It's hard not to draw the comparison and think, well, that's just not as good. I'm not voting for it.
Right. Yeah. But the fact that he came in with this beautiful
Roma. Ode to his father. Oh, this one.
Well, I was talking about Origo.
Oh, okay.
So his first one, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Elsinore Pablo was very nice. Don't get me wrong. But Origo bringing in that sort of Roma influence with Hungarian rap, which...
About samurai.
Yeah, somehow samurai fit in with that. I know a lot of people didn't like the rap. I loved it, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Hungarian language works really, really well as rap. It's just kind of rhythmic and sort of rat-a-tat.
There's something that is pleasing about Hungarian to the English ear.
It really is.
You know, I thought samurai were based in Japan. Moving on, fourth place. So, USC got 15 points. Fourth place with 16 is Andras Kalai-Saunders with Running, 2014.
Running. And we could take a little bit of credit about that because he is technically a New Yorker.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, we can.
America finishes fourth in the Hungarian countdown.
That's just what we mean. We just find our way into
Let's celebrate our success by giving it a listen.
Let's do it.
She keeps on running from this crazy life. She keeps on running, never sees the light. I can see the angel standing by your side. It'll be alright.
So again, that's Andras Kalai-Saunders with Running from 2014. It's our number four pick for Hungary. I got a quick story about this song, and that is 2014 was my first Eurovision party. Mm-hmm. Sam has a Eurovision party every year. The song is about child abuse, and the video was really kind of a controversial thing in the room because a lot of it is in first person. It's not an especially pleasant watch, and that's the point. That's the idea.
Yeah, it's hard-hitting, yeah.
But I feel like we got derailed for a half an hour just discussing that video. So just listen to this podcast. You'll see what it's like.
I'd forgotten about Running. I might have altered it if I'd if I had remembered that running was good.
Ah, well, that's interesting because the votes are final.
Okay.
I have tabulated them. And also, fifth place had 15, fourth place had 16, third place with 17
wow.
points.
Yes.
This is from 2012. Compact Disco's Sound of Our Hearts.
Yeah.
Didn't vote for this one.
No.
I didn't vote for this one either. Yeah, no, you guys loved it?
I gave it my fourth place.
I gave it my second place. Oh. I am a big, big fan of the of the Compact Disco's.
Do tell me why.
I don't know. I like it.
It's catchy.
I don't
have to defend the things I like.
I thought it was very timely. When you think of the sound of 2012, you think of that little bit of that bass drop, that sort of...
We were wading through the worst of Deadmau5 at that time.
But it was also still evocative and emotional. I thought it was very good and very underrated. It only came in... I mean, it made it to the final, but it was only...
It was like 3 from the bottom.
Yeah, it was like 24th place.
Yeah, not great. Let's play a clip.
This is a fever they can't take away. And this is the sound.
So again, that's our number three choice with 17 points, Compact Disco, Sound of Our Hearts from 2012. Second place is a little bit of a jump to 38 points.
Wow. So they must have gotten points from all of us.
Yes, the top two here got a lot of our points. Second place, 38 points, is By Alex,
yeah.
Kedvesham, 2013.
Love.
Nice little acoustic coffee shop. Guy with glasses, sort of deal.
And if you look closely on his performance at in Malmö, he was wearing a Monty Python t-shirt.
Oh.
It had the Black Knight on there.
Oh, nice.
Really is a coffee shop dude with glasses performance. For a second, I thought you were going to be like, if you look really closely, you could see he was wearing...
Not wearing pants.
Two pairs of glasses.
He had some menthol lights in his pocket, and a Pabst Blue Ribbon. Mm-hmm. He was drinking.
All the girls were uncomfortable around him. That part's not true.
Speaking of somebody who interviewed him, he was nice. He was fine.
Good.
Yeah, that's good. It's such a pleasant song.
It really is.
It's just really nice.
When I was on the ESC Insight podcast, the Eurovision Castaways, where you had to kind of pick your top songs of what songs would you be stuck on a desert island with, this was one of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, love good. It.
It's one little fun fact of the stage. The projection in the back. The video was designed by his sister and has like this weird kind of cartoon characters kind of popping up and jumping around, and it's really cool. It fits the song very well.
You know, you guys are really, really pumping some air into this one, and yet you guys constantly insulted me over liking That Night by Carousel last year.
I didn't dislike Carousel.
I like Carousel quite a lot.
I just thought it was very
Eric high. Called it a nap you can listen to. <That's> and I've never forgotten.
I forgot, but you're right, I did say that.
You know what? If Carousel had been wearing Monty Python t-shirts, it would be a very different conversation we'd be having right
sure.
now.
Not
mm-hmm.
sure.
Okay.
So second place is the shirt from Kedvesham with 38 points. Derek, play a clip of the shirt.
Mert nekem nincs most más, csak a kedvesem, az én kedvesem, ő bárhol jár, az úgy jó nekem, az úgy jó nekem.
All right, that is Kedvesham from By Alex from 2013, second place. I think everyone at the table has figured out what our number one is, and perhaps
yes.
you at home also figured it out.
While announcing this, can you do a celebratory late song key change up in order to announce this?
Yes, I can not do that. It's Vislatniar, the metal song from Avayesh, 2018.
Heck yeah, it is.
It is amazing.
I don't think a song from Eurovision has grown on me as aggressively and successfully as this one has. I think I remember giving this like 3 points out of 10 at the Eurovision party, and now this is essential 2018 for me.
Yeah, I think it's crept into my probably top five also. It's so good.
It's so
well done. Derek, please play a clip.
I don't think any band at the 2018 show was bringing the specific type of energy that they were bringing. They might as well have had a mosh pit there. They were using all of the fire that Eleni was not using. That was, yeah. it was great. I look back on that probably with rose tinted glasses, but I loved this song. Yeah, I love this song.
Absolutely.
It's so good.
Yeah, and they've had a great run since the contest.
Yeah. Oh yeah?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I like to say even though they didn't win Eurovision, they won from Eurovision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were invited to some massive, massive metal festivals all throughout Europe after this.
Oh,
on the backs of their exposure at this contest.
Okay.
So when people say something is or isn't so Eurovision, I point to this and say, this rocks. It's amazing.
I mean, this is why we talked about it, and I want to say we agreed unanimously that 2018 was the best year that Derek's winding up to punch me. I love the variety of 2018 because we had this song and because we had opera. We had...
Oh, La Forza, yeah.
Yeah. Why aren't they backing out so we can talk about them?
Anyway, so there have been some incredible songs over the years in Hungary. We do miss them this year. I look forward to seeing what Adal brings us, even if it doesn't bring us a song for Rotterdam.
We should put it at the end of the Eurovision party like we did for Siren Song and just watch it win, whatever it is.
Yeah, probably.
I loved the authenticity and creativity and stuff that Hungary brought. Every year was something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish there were more Wislat Nyars.
Yeah.
However defined in Eurovision. I was really, really sad to hear that that they will be gone. But I think they'll be back.
Let's move over to Montenegro because they are going to also have some...
Yes.
I'm going to be kind and say unique aspects to their history.
Sam, hit us with the facts.
All right. So Montenegro officially debuted as an independent nation as Montenegro in 2007. Mm-hmm. But they had performed previously as a constituent part of Serbia and Montenegro when they competed together in 2004 and 2005. And they were also a constituent nation when Yugoslavia was participating.
And won,
even though technically that was a Croatian entry. Because Yugoslavia at the time would have a national final where each one of the constituent countries would send a song.
When did they win?
1991.
It was Jacques Hudek.
tiny baby Jacques Hudek. Yep. Tiny baby Jacques Hudek.
There's still two voices, but they were both very high. Anyway, moving on.
So when Yugoslavia was a nation, only two entries sponsored by the Montenegrin broadcaster actually had won. And interestingly, out of those two, only one of them was actually Montenegrin. The other two were, or the other one was a duet of, I believe, a Bosnian and Serb. So technically,
it's not right.
Montenegro, you saw your first Montenegrin act in 1983 with the song Julie by Daniel, which is adorable. And then you heard the word Montenegro for the first time in 2004-2005.
Mm-hmm.
And then Montenegro as a standalone nation, 2007. So,
but wait, Sam. That leaves out 2006. Did something happen?
All hell broke loose in 2006. All right,
it's
so...
a housing crisis.
Oh, man. That's
just me.
Yeah. So it should be said that in Serbia and Montenegro, a Serbian artist represented them in 2004, and a Montenegrin artist represented them in 2005. And they thought, we'll do the same in 2006. And they had a Evropesma was their national final.
Ah, Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah.
So Europesma?
Yeah, Europesma. And more or less, it was pretty obvious which songs were Montenegrin and which songs were Serbian. And there was
Say it was quality.
No, quality was not the issue.
Okay.
But the Montenegrin jurors on the jury panel voted down the Serbian songs.
I see.
And the Serbians did not necessarily follow suit. So even though there were some Serbian songs that were considered favorites, a Montenegrin song won.
Ah, the perfect crime.
Everybody was pissed off. The national board of the delegation didn't accept the victory, saying that the voting violated the merits of the competition. It was just, it was beyond the spirit, and they just ended up withdrawing altogether. So what would have been a song, Moja Ljubavi by No Name, was withdrawn altogether. Interestingly enough, Serbia, actually showed the show and voted in the 2006 competition.
Oh.
But they didn't have a song.
So they jury voted? Like,
I mean, they had a televote. There was no real jury.
Oh, sure.
But there was, and they presented.
Couldn't vote for their own anyway.
And they take that, yes, sir.
So.
And they presented their votes, but there was no song. And interestingly enough, 2006, though, they said, oh yeah, we'll come back next year and we'll be better than ever. And in 2007, Serbia won the whole thing. So Montenegro did not necessarily have the same fortunes as their brothers in Serbia.
So what you're saying is Montenegro is going to win in 2021.
I would love that.
Skopje 22.
That's not... Montenegro.
That Montenegro, that's North Macedonia.
Oh, no!
That's what that is.
Oh. Someone's not going to get invited to the party
in
Podgorica.
Podgorica, that's the one.
Podgorica. Titograd. Former Titograd, as opposed to Marlingrad and Michaelgrad. Yep.
That's worse than what I did.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Montenegro as itself... as its own thing. They've only qualified twice.
Yep, they've had 11 songs altogether. They've only qualified for the final twice. The highest result was in 2015 with Adio by Knez, coming in 13th place overall.
Yeah, left side of the table.
Yeah, left side of the table. So yeah, their story is not necessarily quite as successful as their Hungarian counterparts, but that doesn't mean that they haven't had some really, really cool stuff.
They're one of the most diverse countries in terms of music. Just even the last 5 years, I was trying to remember all the songs, and I'm like... That was them? That was them too?
Mm-hmm. They've done rap. They've done hard rock. They've done whatever kind of qualification you could put Neuro as. They've done pop. They've done...
songs that play over a Christian Mingle advertisement.
Yes.
A song that was rejected from the Matrix Reloaded soundtrack.
For real? Yeah. Which one's that one? I hope it comes up.
That was a joke.
It might.
And they've had Ralph Siegel write for them.
Who?
We'll talk
Ralph.
About Ralph in another episode.
Okay.
You don't know.
I don't know Ralph Siegel.
Oh, I have another topic for us.
Okay, please tweet at 12 Points USA what your favorite Ralph Siegel moment is, and I'll take it completely out of context.
Perfect.
Ooh, my favorite is I was in Seattle, and I was on the pier, and Ralph the Seagull came down and took my hat.
Okay.
Why don't we go and talk about the music?
Up and tabulate the votes.
I have more gull puns. No, I don't. All right.
Why don't we play a little bit of tabulating music while we let Eric crunch the numbers?
There is nothing better for tabulating than Biscetti. All right. So we're going to do the same thing here. Top five of our songs from Montenegro. Number five.
Well, first, how many songs?
Yes.
How many songs?
12 or 13?
Again.
Yeah, because there were only 11 appearances. Yeah. How many got points?
Eight. Eight of them got
points.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a spread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
But as with Hungary, it's a bit top heavy. So much so that our number five is Heaven. By D-Mole.
Who voted for this?
I actually voted for it.
I also voted for it.
Eric!
If we're doing a top five, we have to holistically look at all of Montenegro's entrants, and Montenegro is not Sweden, Montenegro is not Italy. They just objectively have not had the quality output, and honestly, this song is a little bit of an ironic appeal to me. When it comes on, I won't pass it by just because it is.
I like
a thick layer of cheese. It is so good. Those
I like the little bit of ethnic instrumentation that they added in the revamp.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Like it honestly made the song
a step better.
A step or two better, which is not just, I mean, we're still going from a 3 to a 4 or something, but like it still made my list.
It made my list. Number five was a hard pick for me.
What's that?
My number five was a really hard pick.
Yeah, to try to round out
the top list four were pretty easy, but then I was like, eh.
So that brings us to number four.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Okay. It's Euro Neuro.
Yes!
My heroism is pacifism, altruism. I enjoy the cyclism, liberalism, tourism, nudism, optimism. It is good for a autism.
This was my number five. I put it on there to round it out even more so than Heaven. This is an ironic appeal. I love this steamy hot garbage. This is like an Andy Warhol movie.
Danny, didn't you name this the worst song of the decade?
No, I didn't.
That
he did.
Oh, that was you.
He did. But
I
it's just like
I did not vote for this. I just got that on the record.
Yeah, no, you don't have fun watching an Andy Warhol movie. It is an art piece. It is not meant to entertain, and neither is Euro Nero. This is.
Speak for yourself. I was highly entertained by this.
No, I will defend the heck out of this song. It's
brilliant.
It's this guy.
It's something.
Imagine did Did you compare it to Tommy Wiseau?
Yes. Oh, okay. I also compared it to waterboarding.
So
apt comparison.
Honestly, I really get the Tommy Wiseau thing. It strikes me as a bit like The Room, except he knows exactly what he's doing.
That's why I'm saying Andy Warhol. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bizarre little art piece.
It is so
weird. It is so unique. It is the sort of thing that you will only get at a place like Europe.
In a surreal enough year like Baku was. To open the show with this was
That's right,
kiss your fingers into the air. Just walk.
Position number one, get ready, Europe.
Yeah. Hold on to your butts. Here
Welcome
comes
Euro Neurovision.
Right. I think we trashed Euro Neuro enough in the last episode.
Bring it. What's number three?
Yeah. Number three is Sergei Setkovich, Moi Svet, from 2014.
Lovely.
Nice little ballad. The first Montenegrin song I had heard. I kind of remember, this is true of so many of the music videos, where, there's a song, but the video is just like, visit Montenegro. It's purdy.
It's kind of like how Heaven was.
Yeah.
That's something I will say. Montenegro, love the songs, hate the songs. Their music videos made you want to visit their country.
They really do like to show it off.
And for a smaller nation with a smaller population and a smaller budget, you take an opportunity like Eurovision and you use it to market the hell out of yourself.
That's their goal and they hit it every year. It's Moi Svet. I don't know, Derek, play it.
Moi Svet.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
It's just lovely. It's just a very, very lovely, earnest ballad.
Very, very nice.
Very lovely staging on that one, too.
Yeah.
Use of the floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
God, I love that stage.
The figure skater, yeah.
Oh, we didn't do best stage for our retrospective.
We're just going to have to keep it to our last show of 2029.
Right. So, I haven't been giving you the points. D-Moll Heaven got 14. That was good enough for fifth. By the way, both of these countries, there was a song that was 1 point out of fifth. By the way, 14 points for Heaven, 23 for Euro Neuro, 28 for Moi Svet.
Wow. Okay.
37, Montenegro's other qualifier, Knez with Adio.
Let's play that.
Do it. That was Audio by Knez. I used to play with Knez as a kid. The things you put together.
I used to listen to Dio.
Ah.
The song is good.
Yeah, it's a good
song.
What
am I going to say? You know.
This is one of the only songs for either country that I believe everyone voted for.
Yeah.
Really? This one, I'm guessing the winner as well.
The winner as well, and then the winner of...
Hungary.
Yeah, but I do love Audio. It has a great pedigree. It was actually written by Zdzielko Joksimowicz, who has a wonderful history within Eurovision. He actually came in second place with the song Lane Moje for Serbia. So,
of course it was Serbia.
Small world.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. But Knez has had a very long career within the region, so when he took the stage, everybody within that Balkan bubble, they were going to know who this guy was. And he just absolutely owned the stage in terms of confidence, in terms of vocals. The simplicity of the dance move of just the walk around in circle, walk around in circle, walk around in circle, hop.
That old thing.
It's kind of iconic among certain fan circles, frankly. So if...
Come on, everyone, do the white guy.
Moving on.
To number one.
All right,
to number one.
Serve it up. I think I know what this is.
Please.
44 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Igranka.
Yes! Give me those spacemen!
Yeah!
Derek!
So
I literally had to pull this up before we started recording this episode. I love the staging. Mm-hmm. I love the song.
Love this.
That is all.
This is bonkers.
Techno astronauts. This is... If some people think that Eurovision is some bland pop songs, for me, that is as much Eurovision as this is. Just some absolutely bonkers stuff.
Whew.
Love it.
Yeah, if Waterloo is at one end of the... Or no, the Celine Dion song is at one end of the Eurovision stereotype spectrum, this is on the other end. And yeah. It's just a circle. It's just whatever it is.
It's a horseshoe, yeah.
I mean, then you're going to have Celine Dion in a spacesuit twerking, if this is truly a circle.
Honestly, yeah. That's Eurovision.
Yeah, we did it. We figured it out.
Yep.
I'm picturing it in my head, just this blazingly green staging, like, and there was like smoke machines. This was ridiculous. And both of the singers, just two singers, right?
Well, three, technically.
Yeah, because Husi is a duo.
Sure, yeah.
And then there's
yeah.
Nina Zizic, mm-hmm. who was doing the vocals.
All in just like, singing full, the hook. Yeah. Full NASA get-ups. It's beautiful.
Yeah, so good.
Go Montenegro.
Yeah.
It is what Eurovision is all about. Ash is what Eurovision is all about.
I might have denigrated all of it. Montenegro a little bit for not having like high quality songs, but honestly, Igranka is, as far as top songs from each country, well beyond a majority of the others.
Yeah. And again, like Hungary, I love the fact that they would just as often sing in Montenegrin as mm-hmm. they would in English.
Mm-hmm.
Big on the language. Massive variety of genres.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah. you went from Igranka to Moj Svijet. So you went from, you know, twerk, twerk, twerk to ice skate, ice skate, ice skate. to audio to the real thing, which is kind of forgotten. But and then you went into space. Everybody's favorite braided shirtless Wonder Man.
Slavko.
I voted for space.
I did too. Was that our number five? Was that our number six?
That was number six.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It lost to Heaven by a point.
Oh.
This is my fault.
Slavko, we are so sorry.
Slavko, we love you.
Didn't vote for either of those.
Ah, well.
Ah, well.
It's my fault.
Yep, yep. It's all your fault.
It's Derek's fault.
I'll take it.
Everybody blame
it's
Derek.
It's the song that we sing when it's Derek's fault.
Well, world, we're sorry for not making you sit for a solid hour and a half like last time.
Well, more countries should just withdraw and then we'll have
no. Well, remember to complain about us for our bad accents and regional epithets. make sure to at us. Please do at us on Twitter at 12 points USA, 12 points USA.
Yeah, what was your favorite insensitive thing we said?
Oh, God.
Visit up our website, 12pointsfromamerica.com. Mm-hmm. We're also at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we do love hearing from you, so feel free. Reach out on Twitter. Reach out on Facebook.
We are also available in real life. Sam's address is...
Hey.
That's right, she's moving. Give them the new address.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
How silly of me.
Yes. All right. Please do hit us up. Tell us about your favorite yikes moments from Hungary and Montenegro. Until then, I'm Danny.
I am Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And America,
stop listening now.
And
it's gonna be another show where we're just mean to people.
We call that real life, guys.
Yes. America.
Yeah.